The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nida Daf Lamed Aleph.
We brought up in the previous shir the juxtaposition of the psukim in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, Isha Ki Tazria, Vyolda, Vitoma Shivas Yomim, Ubayam Ashmini Yimo Besara Losoi. The Tumas, Yeledes, the pasuk puts together with the mila b'yom shmini, and that's where the Gemara dashens that if a baby is born yoytze doifin, where there's no tumas yoledes, or there isn't automatically tumas yoledes, then there isn't the same pasha of mila b'yom shmini on Shabbos. We don't mal the child. It's not only that the psukim are together, but the dinim are together, like we're pointing out. Targum Yonison adds another knach, adds another twist. It's not just the 7 days with the eighth day. The way he says is, ubiyoyma t'minoi t'shtori. On the eighth day, she becomes muteres. She could be toivon, and she's muteres l'baylo, v'izgazar losi, and b'makai mitzvus milo. And that's really what the Gemara says by us, lomanimo b'yoyim shmini, sh'leite kulam smechim, v'hoi ravatzuvim. And we asked, the reason for mitzvahs mila b'yom shmini is because the parents emotionally are not part of the simcha. Is that where they are emotionally? They're upset that intimacy is not mutter to them. That's what's going on. And what happened to all the deeper meanings that have brought down the svarim of mila b'yom shmini? If we take a deeper look over here, we'll realize that Chazal in one maimer, Kedarkum Bakoidish, are encapsulating all that goes into producing children that have the seeds of Shleimus Lavaydis Hashem. The word Atsuvim, when Chazal used in the simple sense, means, Atsuvim means what we call depressed, sad, upset. Atsuvim has a different meaning. It's related to depressed, related to sad. The beginning of Erev, the beginning of Sukkah, define a tefach, a tighter tefach, a more constricted measurement with a bigger measurement. Tzvachim and Amos over there. It's called Tzchukim, which is Miloshin laughter. Tzchoik. And Atzuvim. Laughter is a state of expansion. A person laughs, his whole, physique expands. His whole physiological self expands. A person is depressed. He's tzikvetched. He's, in himself. He's withdrawn. Atzuvim means constricted, mitzumtzum. Chazal are not talking about an emotional state that his parents are not in a good mood by the Suda's bris because they were asurim zelozeh the night before that. Chazal are putting a finger over here on the fact that the mila b'yom shmini, which gives a Jewish child the ability, the chosem ois bris kodesh, that is implanted on the flesh of every Jewish child, gives him the yecholas to, he enters the bris of Avraham Avinu, gives him the yecholas to grow into an Eved Hashem. The Rebbein Shalom tells Avraham Avinu as the introduction to the Parsha Mila, Hishalech lefonai ve'yesom, every male says this before he starts the tefillas for Mila. Hishalech lefonai ve'yesom, be complete in my avodah. Where does a Yiddish akint, where does a child get his yecholas? Bekoyach, it has to be brought out before. He has to spend a lifetime working, struggling, striving. Amelus batayro, tikkun amidos, avodas Hashem, ben adam lachaveroi. But where does it start? Where is the seed planted? In the milo. And that's why the father makes the bracha not only ala milo lachnise bibrisa shel Avraham Avinu. He's part of that treaty. He's part of that bris that was created with the Rabban Shalom of the Salach Lefane Ve'yesal Tomim. Where is it Shleimus of producing Yiddish Adairis? Where does Shleimus of producing a Jewish child with the capacity for Shleimus start? It starts from the unity of the parents. The Rabban Shalom created, the Gemara says, Ve'el Shleish Shutim Ve'odom, Ish V'isho, and the Rabban Shalom. But Ish V'isho, when is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with them? Right? The Gemara says that ish v'isha sholem b'nehem, shchina shruya b'nehem. There's a yud of the ish, there's a hey of the isha, that together is the yud kei, is the two oisiyos of the shchina al yoino. In that sense, when the parents are sholem b'nehem, and sholem b'nehem in its proper sense means when there's a capacity there for total unity. The Rabban Shalom, the way the Rabban Shalom's system is that Tumas Yeledes separates a husband and wife. Spiritually, they can't be in a state of Yichud. It doesn't mean that they were engaged in intimate relations. What it means is that they have the Yicholes to be one unit. When there's Yicholes to be one unit, Shleimus can be created. On the day that the child is brought into the fold of Yicholes, of potential for greatness, potential for Shleimus, there has to be a state of togetherness on the spiritual plane of his parents. Hayriv Atzuv means his parents are limited, they're mitzumtzum. They don't have the Yicholes to be together on a spiritual sense. 7 days of Tumah is not just that physically they're Asurim, but there's a spiritual Richuk between them. That goes away on the seventh day, she could be Toivul. Doesn't mean she was Toivul before, and by us, it's certainly not Shaykh, because by us, the Minig is to wait for all the Dam to stop. Dam Toyer, we'll learn about the Emetz Hashem in the next Perek. But that's what it means. That's what Chazal are telling us over here, that in order to plant the seeds of Shleimus, there has to be that potential has to be rooted in the Shechina Beinayim of the parents. That's only there in its fullest sense, in its fullest, complete sense, only when the parents can be together. In that sense, we understand that what's going on over here is a totally not different pshat than what all the Svarim talk about, the Maral and the Chassam Sofer and G'day Le'olam, discuss that Shmini is the number of Lamala Midarech HaTeva, 7, the world of Shabbos is the world of Teva, 6, the Shabbos is the 7th day, because that brings all the points of the physical world together in one unified effort to bring the Rabban Shalom to the world. But the world which is Lamala Midarech HaTeva, the world which is above the physical world that we reside in, is the world of 8. Simchas Torah is on the 8th day. Shavuos is after 7 weeks. The 8th day of Pesach is really the 7th day of Pesach, but Erev Pesach is counted. Of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, where there was a complete cessation of Derech HaTeva, Zekeli Van Veyu. They were able to see the Rabbanu Shalom without the mask of Teva blocking between them. In that sense, the Bayom HaShmini comes after 7 days. There's a cycle of Tumas Yoledes, which is a cycle of being bound to the physical state of Tumah. The cessation of that state, that Shleimus, that Shabbos, brings the 8th day, and that's why the 7 days of the Tumas Yoledes with its Tahara bring the result in that complete triumph over Derech HaTeva, brings the 8th day of Yimei Milah. So it's really all one and the same. Let's take this discussion a step further. We're already talking about the 7 days of Tumas Yoledes being equal to the cycle of the physical world, the 8th day, the day that she could be Tahira, that she could be unified with Shechina B'nai'im with her husband. That's the day that provides the optimal environment for planting seeds of Shleimus, of Salach V'lefane V'yei Samim, of Mitzvahs Milah. Let's go further. The Tumas Yoledes itself, there's an interesting feature that Tumas Yoledes is double, both on the 7 days and on the 33 days. What's the halacha? There's 7 days of Tumas Yoledes of Zohar, then 33 days where the dam she sees is Torah. She's a Yoledes without Tumas Yoledes, which means that she's still in the state of Yoledes, that she's Mechuyev Karmi, she's Mechuyev Karmi, she's Mechus Kabar, she's Tomei Lekotchim Letruma, which means she's not Tomei proper, she's just missing something in the completion of her Tahara. That's the definition of a Tvul Yoim Oruch, of a Mechusa Kapora, is a person who's Tor, but missing the finale of his Tahara, which is why it's a Tumah Kala. It's not, it's a Tumah that's not Mitame others, because it's not Tomei Be'etzem, it's only apostle, it's only can't be, it doesn't have the finale of the Tahara, and that's why it's only Legabi Truma Kodshim and Legabi going into the Migdosh. In any case, the din of Yoledes is the 7 and the 33 is doubled by Nekeva. Instead of 7, it's 14. Instead of 33, it's 66. 14, it goes all the way till 80 days. The Indian of Nekeva, others want to say that you see over here that maybe by Nekeva there's more the system, the physiological effect of the birth is different. There's more lechus in the guf. There's more fluid in the guf after a leides Nekeva than a zohar. I don't know if this is substantiated or not, but this is something that's suggested. Look at the Ramban. It's interesting. It's Kama Gemara's in the next parak that talk about, Lechayv 7 and 14 is an arbitrary, the fact that it's double is arbitrary. The 66 and 33 is also double, but the point is not that it's 33 doubled. That's not the Lashon of Ramban. The Ramban says in the beginning of Parashat Tazria that the Yosheves, the days of Yoledes, on an Akeva are the Zohar plus another time. Meaning, say, it's not 66 days. The time of Tumah is 7. The time of Yoledes until she brings her carbon is 33. An Akeva has two periods going through the same process. And this is something that's Ayim Darshani. How do we understand that an Akeva is double? How do we understand? Success and cause. But let's try to understand the, penetrate the Ruach HaDvarim if we're already discussing. Reb Shamshon Fall hears that sound. The beginning of Parashat Tazria has a particularly beautiful explanation of this Inyan that I'd like to share. And he says like this. He says, Tum and Tahara, as a rule, the deeper meaning, again, we're just trying to penetrate the Ruach HaDvarim. Could we really understand the spiritual concept of Tum and Tahara? No, but we try to grasp what we can with our human intellect. Tum and Tahara represents a state of freedom. Tahara, the essence of a person, the crown of a person, and the essence of what makes a human being with spiritual koiches, makes him a dover ruchni, is the fact that he can be boicher, and that is a tzel malakim. A human being is not programmed like all the other bali chayim in the bria. True, he has animal properties, but he is at will able, that's called bechira, he's able at will to use a letoiv or chas v'shalom l'ra. An animal can't do not letoiv, not l'ra. Animals don't self-destruct, and they also can't choose to rise above their physical limitations. A human being is capable of bechira, and that's tahara. Tahara is the ability to break loose. The word tumah is related, I heard from Ramesh Shapir Zatzal, used to constantly repeat that the word tumah is related to the word otum, which in Israel is called a sealed room. Tumtum is somebody whose body is sealed. Sealing means limited, fashtopt. In that sense, tumah means bound by the rules, by the laws, by the world of teva. Tumah is a overly close shaychis to the world of kfir, to the world of unfreeness, to the world of lack of free will. And any bit of tumah represents some conceptual shaychis to a world where a person is not free to grow. Even, let's say, coming into contact with the sheretz, a person's come into contact with death, even on a small form, death of a balchai, he's in contact with the part of life, with the physical part of life that's not, that can't grow, that can't rise, that can't accomplish. All that is shaykh to the world of tumah. The biggest tumah is tumas meis. There's no lack of toiv. There's no lack of kedusha more inherent than the fact that a human being who is able to grow, become close to the Rebbein Sham, is now no longer capable of growth. The human body is the worst type of tumah, and that's why it needs the vehicle of a paradum. Says Rav Hirsch that a child is born into this world, the child comes into this world with a tidal wave of a physical process. Birth is the strongest and most overwhelming physical experience by force that a human being can undergo. A woman in the throes of labor is literally at the mercy of the physical forces. Doesn't mean she's not a Baal Bechira, but she's involved in a very intense way. She's engaged in a very intense way. A person eats lunch, a person can walk away from the lunch. You're not bound to eat lunch. You chose to eat lunch. A woman gives birth, there's no choice in the matter. Her choice is only whether she wants to become a Mu'beres. But the birth itself is a profoundly physical experience. That creates a reality of tumah. That's a being taken over, being swept away without control by the forces, by the tidal wave of the Olam that's without Bechir, the physical world. That creates a reality of tumah. Says Rav Hirsch that the truth of the matter is that exists in two realms. There's one, the child is brought into the world totally in a physical way. This spirituality of the Uber is the Gemaras that we have by us, that Roya Misoifa Elam Vatsoifa, Bihiloi Neiroi. In the womb, a child is completely surrounded by ruchnius. But as he comes into the world, he's thrust into a world of total physicality. That's what an infant is. A newborn infant is a creature of total physicality. He's totally at the mercy of physical forces. There's a Yimei Tumah. There's 7 days of Tumah, with 33 days of still shayach to the finale of that tumah. And by the way, the profound concept, Chazal Megala, in the Gemara Bayos, Rashi alludes to it, that the reason why a woman has to bring a carbon is because in the throes of intense labor, she vows not to have another child. It means she's been taken away by the forces of nature. The carbon, the reason why it's not just tome, but it's a tuma that needs a carbon is because she's been overpowered temporarily by the forces of physicality, the forces of nature. That's true mitzad the child. It's true also mitzad the mother. And a mother has to be able, what is the essence of chinuch? What is the essence of giving over to one's children a chinuch for a life of kedusha, for a life of coming close to the Rebbein Shalom, for a life of growth? Bechira, the ability to rise, the ability to grow, the ability to lift oneself out of the constraints of the physical world. All that is jeopardized, all that is compromised by the process of birth. So there's one set of tumma that's mitzad the child, one set of tumma mitzad the mother. The mother goes through both because these two intense realities of total physicality that exist in the wake of labor, in the wake of childbirth. There's the woman herself, as a result of the childbirth. There's the baby that's brought into the world. Says Rav Hirsch, however, that's only true by a leidas nekeva. By a leidas zochor, since he went by Yom Hashmini, the imprint, the bris Hashem, of tamti, of growth, of aliyah, of nitzchis, of ruchnis, of rising, above the physical world, were implanted on his physical self. The most physical part of a human being is implanted with Chosomei Shalois Briskoidesh. Memela, mitzad the child, there's no need to undergo that experience of Yimei Tumah, Yimei Tahara. So Memela, the Yimei Tumah and the Yimei Tahara, the 7 and the 33, doesn't need one mitzad the child. It's not that there's a din of 7 and 14 and a din of 33 and 66. The Yimei HaTumah is 7 and 33. That's true when we're talking about in the Keva, because we're talking about the child and we're talking about Yimei Tumah mitzad the mother. By the child of Mila, that mitzius of Kedusha is implanted on him already on the eighth day. Mimela, there's a cessation of the Tumah and there's no need for the other 33 mitzad the child. All there is a need for the 33 mitzad the mother. Quite a beautiful explanation. And it opens up a new level of depth to these Gemaras that talk about the formation of the Vlad, the Gemara of the relationship between the husband and the wife and what that does for the pregnancy, for the Uber, all that is part of the Rebbein Shlalem's bringing into the world with every child that's born, the process of Nida, Yoledes, the Dimei Tumah, Yimei Tahara, are all parts of the struggle to achieve Nitzkis, to achieve a state of Aliyah, to achieve a state of closeness to the Rebbein Shlalem.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.